Brandon Tierney and Sal Licata on WFAN The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Good morning, everybody. Sal, I'm in a really good mood today, buddy.
You are?
I'm in a good mood today. I hope what I heard today is the foreshadow of things to come. I feel like Robert Saleh this morning, all right, for the first time in about 3 years, is beginning to understand that it's okay to be himself. And, like, there's no punchline there. That's not a knock. I listened to the interview this morning with Rob and obviously Boomer and Gio earlier on The Fan. And I heard somebody for the first time since he became the coach of the Jets who was not trying to appease people. And the genesis of that, right, and sometimes personal change comes, you know, when it's least expected. Sometimes it happens right away. Sometimes it's happened, you know, 3-4 years down the road. You never know, all right? The human mind is unpredictable. And I don't know if this is fully true. I'm thinking that it could be the start of something true because what he said, he talked about, as a very raw assessment of what he's done wrong, an ownership of some mistakes he's made. He was talking about last year how when the locker room was really fractured, the Zach stuff and covering up for Zach and all that stuff, which drove us nuts because it didn't seem real.
Right.
All right. He was not painting a realistic picture of what was wrong with that team. And we all knew it because we're not dumb. And he basically told us this morning, he said, you know, because it was so fractured and so vulnerable with Rodgers going down, et cetera, that I really tried to protect it. And insulated and isolated.
Right.
And in doing so, I may have gone too far. To me, it was a pretty candid admission and good self-awareness that at least for me on the lowest level, because you and I both do not believe in him
right.
and have not, on the lowest level gives me hope that Robert Saleh can change in year four.
You know, I loved listening to Saleh, and I've never felt like Saleh was a bad guy. Matter of fact, it was always the opposite.
Yeah,
that
yeah,
Saleh seemed
sure.
like a good dude.
Too
you want to hang out. Bingo.
Too good.
Too nice. You're a head coach in the NFL. There's got to be some nastiness there. And it felt like he was trying to appease, protect. He said, to your point, the harder he tried, the worse it got. So I do think that Robert Saleh, and he also admitted to being, you know, to learning here as he's going into year four as a head coach. I do think that Robert Saleh has learned from his mistakes. However, I still don't believe, you know, this is why I wouldn't have hired a head coach. It's not Saleh's fault. It's the Jets' fault for hiring a guy as a rookie head coach. They're going to learn on the job. And learning on the job is very difficult, especially in New York City, and especially with that franchise that is starved for a winner. There are no, you know, there is no forgiveness. There is no margin for error. The fans want, and they deserve, instant success. This better be the guy. This got to be the guy. He's our coach. He can kick your ass. All that stuff with Saleh and the excitement. And then it was a total flop, and it has been that way for different reasons for 3 years. I want to root for Robert Saleh, and I do agree with you. Now, I'm somebody that said he's the worst head coach in the league, and there are reasons for that.
I didn't necessarily disagree.
Well, he's still going to have to prove himself to get out
That's
of that.
That's right.
But I did hear a different Robert Saleh.
Yes.
Does that mean that that's going to translate to success? I don't know. Does that mean that guys are going to be held accountable when they do stupid things on the football field? Does that mean the team's going to be more disciplined and have less penalties? Does that mean it's going to have, as you talked about, being more influential or having more of a grasp on the offense? Does that mean that that's going to be the case? I still don't believe it. I'm rooting for it because I do want to see Saleh have success. I think he's a really nice guy and clearly a passionate football coach and a guy to some extent that's obviously had some success to get him to the point where he's at being a head coach in this league. I just don't believe, BT, that Robert Saleh is a great head coach.
I'm not saying that he is. What I'm saying is that at least there's an awakening from within, maybe. I mean, listen. To me, now, let's be very clear about this. Sitting there on a nice, lazy, mid-August morning with Boomer and Gio, and the interview was good, so this isn't a knock, in a fairly benign, you know, setting. There's no pressure. You haven't lost a game yet. You know, you didn't commit 12 penalties. You didn't put 3 balls on the turf. Nobody got hurt yet, thank God, knocking on wood. It's easy to sit there and maybe project something a little differently. You know, what would happen if, say, the Jets start? Now, the schedule's easy past San Francisco. I don't envision this at all. But let's just say the Jets were 2-3 and the defense is getting sliced up. Well, then what Robert Sala shows up at the podium and addresses, you know, in speaking to us as members of the media, and which is a direct liaison to the fan base, does he protect them? Does he, you know, right. does he kiss their ass, or does he light them up a little bit, which is what we expect? And that will be the ultimate revelation as to whether or not Robert Sala's learned from previous mistakes. I do believe this, Sal. If you are a smart person and you are, see, smart people... smart people know when it's time to look within. Right. Dig down the self-assess. I do believe he's smart. I do believe he's self-assessed.
He said as much, basically.
For
taking
sure.
Taking some accountability, learning from his mistakes. Those are good things to be learning.
Outstanding things. Not everybody wants to do that. And let's see if Dable does that as well with some of the temperamental things. I think he's smart as well. I think he probably will. But the self-assessment comes first. Then... once you self-assess and you identify two or three things you need to work on, well, then where does the personal adaptability come into play? Are you capable of changing? One thing to recognize may be an issue that you need to change, but the harder thing to do is actually changing it in terms of implementing different things in your life. Listen, I don't want to go nuts. I'm not sitting here saying, even though I'm hoping for it, Jets 14-3, Super Bowl, this coach of the year. I'm not saying that at all. And Robert Sala still worries me on game day. But the man that I heard this morning on our station with Boomer and Geo sounds like he knows he has to change, and he's in the process of doing it, and I'll take that as a starting point.
Well, I think it's a great sign, and you'd rather that than the opposite, not learning, not taking accountability, you know, thinking that everything was fine. And look, he's handled a lot of adversity. You know, you find out what people are made of when they go through adversity and come out the other side successful, so he's going to have an opportunity here. But that, to me, means we're just further evaluating Robert Sala. And maybe the mistake would have been to fire Sala, although we talked about it, you know, in regards to getting a more proven, you know, established head coach. It wasn't just get rid of Sala and hire the next unknown. In this particular case, with the setup here with the Jets, with Rodgers, 40-year-old quarterback, they're ready to win now. The idea would have been to move on from another year of evaluating a young head coach who's learning and bringing in an established, no doubt about it, head coach, but they didn't do that. And now Sala's learning from his mistakes. Year four, it's going to be a make or break year if he does not have success. And he knows it. He's going to be looking for a job. He'll be a defensive coordinator somewhere else probably next season. But I just don't believe. I like Robert Sala. I loved what I heard this morning. I want to see him have that success and prove me and all the doubters wrong that he can lead this team to the postseason and beyond and be the head coach of this franchise for the next 15 years. I just don't believe on game day he's going to be the guy to get this team over the hump. I need to see it, BT. Game day, holding guys accountable, all those things. I think ultimately Robert Sala is too nice to be a successful head coach.